Hi, my name is Kim Trombley, and I'm Vice President of Religious Life at Bethesda. Thank you for joining me today. I'd like to share with you a devotion about prayer. National Day of Prayer will be this Thursday, May 7th, and has been observed since the 1950s to encourage prayer in our country. Current events have caused many to pause and pray for health in body, mind, and soul. For the last week, during our daily devotions, we have focused on the Lord's Prayer that include a short video from the Religious Life team, a group devotion, and links to music and activities. Today, I would like to share with you what Jesus said after he gave the Lord's Prayer to the disciples when they asked him to teach them to pray. Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" You can find this in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. Jesus teaches us about our relationship with our Heavenly Father in this scripture. Have you ever had a child ask you for food? Can you imagine giving them something that could hurt them on purpose? Whether we're parents or not, our answer is no. We would not give something dangerous to a child instead of giving them what they need. We have a parent in our Father in heaven. He hears us and wants us to come to him with all our needs. He wants what is best for us. Sometimes it's hard to know what to say when we pray. So Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer for us to say when we don't quite have all the words. He hears our needs and he knows our hearts. My encouragement to you today is to pray. Pray to God about what you need and give praise to him for what you are thankful for. On Thursday, I encourage you to join me during our prayer time at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so we can lift our voices to our Father in heaven together. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save me from my sins. Help me. This is a place where you can add something that you need help with. Thank you for blessing me with. You can add something here that you're thankful for. And I bring all these things to you and ask it all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.